This is an interview with Kenneth Roman Wright on Tuesday, 9th of December 2014. The interview is for the Canterbury History Foundation, funded by the 2014 Canterbury Community History Award. The interviewer is Kim Newth. The interview is being recorded at 2323 Cobham Street, Spraydon, Christchurch. The interviewer will also be taking shorthand notes during this interview, and this is file number F003. So, Ken, we were just talking before that you left that area.
East Coast,
that's right. That and before heading across to Casino, that, you'd stopped at a village some way up the eastern coast.
Ah, did I mention that? Yes, we stopped at a little village, which I forgot the name of. But I'll find it in, when I track through, I think. And we were billeted there for about a week in this beautiful little mountain village. And my truck was parked on the slope, and I was billeted in the home of an Italian family. And they were very taken and looked after me there. It was quite good. So then we went on from there to our petrol station, petrol dumps in back behind Casino.
And you mentioned about having found by this time some piano accordions. Though where did you find those?
They were acquired from the factory as we went through the town. I can't remember the name of the town at this moment. I'll have to look that up.
Right. And so, how many men ended up?
30.
30. Right, okay. And and somehow they all knew how to play.
Well, they didn't at the start because they were all fiddling. I know we were stationary for quite a while because I remember we were looking forward to Sunday meals. Mm-hmm. So we must have been there at least 2 to 3 weeks, I would think. Mm-hmm. Because they learned to play at that time.
This is whilst you're still in that same village.
Not the village of the piano accordions.
No.
We had travelled up further.
Oh, you travelled right. Okay, yeah.
We were up there where we were. The Eighth Army then took over. Mm. The East Coast. Mm-hmm. The New Zealand division was then transferred across. As I said, we stayed a while in a little mountain village, and then we made camp back from Casino.
Right. Okay. do you want to have another drink? Yep. Yes, and I think you'd said as well.
So while we were camped at the back of the casino waiting, my others tried to do their bit. New Zealand and Indian troops. Still hadn't made a play. They were still waiting. There'd already been, well, there was in the course of 3 assaults on Casino, which were unsuccessful.
I was going to say, don't fiddle with that microphone too much. It might make a noise. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
It was during this time that the band went to...
We think Naples or...
Naples.
Yeah.
And put on a show in the local theatre for about a week.
And this was like a local, picture theatre, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. They had a picture first, and then a show after, in front of the screen. And we got dressed in our gear the week for the show, behind the screen.
So you got very familiar with what was playing.
So. We saw the picture from the back of the screen for the whole week. Matinees and night shows. And the picture was Fanny by Gaslight.
Right. Now, you're also saying at that time that you'd acquired some things to help you perform.
Yes, well, while I was in Naples, I managed to get... Some new outfits. I bought myself a beautiful black wig, a red top, a black dress, a pair of red ballet shoes, and some black knit stockings, and some long black knit gloves.
And so the band were like your backing band and you...
Well, that was for the tap dancing that I did. That was the backing band. They backed me for that. It was fairly simple. But for the Americans, well, we couldn't have a band going around with them. We didn't have time. I was hopping from little... the Americans had, you know, different little barracks, and there was injured men in hospitals, and they had a number of those. So I thought, well, I'll do something different. I dressed up in drag, and for music I had a gentleman who could play the banjo like nobody else on earth, I think. And he had a repertoire of about 24 tunes that the Americans all knew. I've got a list of them tucked away here somewhere.
Right.
And he would go flat out on the banjo and I would come out on stage and do my little number to lots of hoots and whistles until I started to sing.
Yes. And you had a bit of a signature song, didn't you?
Yeah, my signature song was Rad Rag Doll. And then we used to do Pay the Banjo, and I used to sing a lot of American numbers, and the soldiers would join in. So,
so that was, yeah, in that area
community
again.
Sing.
Right, yeah.
They thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, you know, Casino got into full swing and you couldn't keep up the performing, I guess, in the course of that.
No, that stopped.
Yeah. So what do you remember of the weather and the general conditions around?
Oh, well, you know, the summers were hot and the winters were cold.
Because Casino, it would have been...
Casino is I'll give you a description of Casino. Because it was all weathers. You had summers and winters. But Casino was a wet... It was a lot of rain. And mud. It was...
And by the time the bombardment had happened, it was full of bomb holes and things.
Like ah, this. Yes. Yeah, yeah. It was a bit difficult because they weren't using scatter bombs. They were using, you know, ordinary bombs.
Mm.
And made a decision to bomb because the church at the top, because
yes.
They thought the Germans were using it, but I don't think they were. I think that was just one mistake.
Well, I think the problem was that it became perfect ground for the Germans once they bombed it, because they had lots of places to.
Yeah, well, they were dug in.
Snipe from, you know what I mean?
They were dug in. They yeah. were dug in. They were very hard. Yeah. They were light troops. They were hard to move.
Yeah.
And
so your job by this stage.
I was a batman again.
Right.
Doing a casino. I started off the casino run. I must have gone to hospital because I came for some small thing. And I came out and I was Batman and ammunition.
Right.
They were the second in charge.
Right, And
at the very start of going into ammunition, I had a truck, and I delivered ammunition up to the guns, and also some personnel on one trip.
Mm.
Then they decided I'd make a better Batman.
You've got a few recollections of that time near escapes, lucky escapes. So
well, yes.
You might want to tell me.
I was sitting in the jeep on a high rise, watching the trucks unload down in the valley below us. When the German 88s copped onto us and started to destroy the stacks. We dived down behind the jeep with a tin hat on, of course. And there was a bit of a rattle. Looked up in there, 1 inch above my head, was a shrapnel hole about the size of a dinner plate. So I scuttled like the best of lizards down into a hole where some other troops were.
Yes.
When I was driving home, when I was driving the lieutenant home, he said to me, "Why are you shaking, driver?"
Oh, goodness.
I said, "It's just the road."
And you mentioned another occasion when I think you've been ordered to take troops to the weather fighting.
Oh, yes, when I took the troops up. I was, the time I was, we took troops up, we were sitting back quite a way. And so I thought, well, let's have a smoke before we go back. And I'm sitting in the cab having a smoke when the whole truck gave a big lurch. And I got out and my canopy was all askew. And I walked round the truck to see what the matter was. And there was an 88 shell stuck in the bank, a dud.
So it had gone through the
Went through canopy. The canopy, broke the canopy rail, went through the side of the truck, put a hole in the side of the truck, and went into a clay bank and just sat there.
Crazy.
You've got to be lucky sometimes.
Yes. And
so that was my two nearest things, lucky getaways, you know.
And then you mentioned the other time about having taken a period of when you know with the captain's batman.
Yes.
And came back and... I don't know if you want that recorded or not.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I suppose you could put it in a nice way. Yes, well,
You just happened to be away from camp.
Yeah, when we first settled our ammunition dump on the road to Casino, and a petrol dump, which was not much room along where we could park. It was hilly. I was second lieutenant's batman and very chummy with the captain's batman. So he suggested we go back. Where were we? Must be Naples.
Mm.
We could go to Naples, where we knew a very nice family. We could take them a lot of food down. So we hopped a ride with an American Negro truck, Negro driver, a jolly type. And we got back to Naples. And we met the family. And we put on a very high class dinner. And they rewarded us with a couple of escorts. And there was a lovely night all round. So we went back, hitched a ride back the next day to our camp. And it was no longer there, just a lot of holes.
Mm.
It had been bought, it had been put out of action.
Mm.
By the Germans. So yes. We sat there looking at each other. So where is our company? And we looked up the hill and we could see some tents very high up in the valley. So we hiked up there and there was our unit. And one of the boys said, "You better report, you've been reported dead." So, luckily for us, being the captain's batman and the lieutenant's batman, all we got was a hard smack on the wrist.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that was...
But that was another lucky chance, we feel.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, overall...
Because my truck,
mm.
my van... and the captain's, lieutenant's van, was parked between two heaps, one of cartridges and one of shells.
Mm.
And what all was left there was a hole.
Mm. And in a normal scheme of events, you would have been sleeping in there or something, would you? Yeah.
Well, we might not have been. I mean, I was just thinking about it the other night. I thought, well, a funny thing, I thought, well, you're recording.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Does it matter?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
I thought, how did the captain and the lieutenant get back up to the camp?
Yeah.
So there must have been enough warning.
Yeah, yeah.
For them to get out.
Yeah.
So I would probably got out too.
Yeah, I wondered if that was that Hove dump, you know, it's possible, yeah. The one that I mentioned in the supply
it's,
company.
It's mentioned in here.
Yeah, yeah, because that definitely did get hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think it might be?
Well, there was only two hits on the ammunition behind Casino. One was the one we were back in, and one was the forward dump that we made.
Mm.
They were the only two times. The ammunition
right.
was hit by 88s.
Right.
At Casino.
Yep.
I could tell you another funny instance.
Yeah.
While we were at that camp, the back camp where we before it got bombed, and before we did a little AWO in L, there was a line of us sitting on a pole over a little ditch with their trousers down. And round the side of the hill came a Stuka flying very low.
Oh dear.
And six bodies went backwards into the ditch.
Dear.
And we not only got pricked by thistles.
Yes. Smelling too sweet.
That was probably the Stuka that found our boat dumped before it was bombed. And I was one of them.
Dear. So casino generally must have been
it was a long drawn out.
And a lot of deaths and injuries too, wasn't it? It was And Maori battalion, I guess they certainly showed their bravery, didn't they? At that.
Well, the Maori battalion went right in to the railway station. They fought their way right into the railway station. They couldn't hold it because they had no backup. No other troops followed them in, and so they had to pull out again.
I mean, I gather part of it was just that
they had a lot
the
of
ground
kids.
Was so messed up, wasn't it?
You were walking over the what remained of the village, plus vehicles and dead soldiers. It was a little bit like Passchendaele.
Not
quite as bad.
Yes. So the
in fact, a lot of people refer to it as another Passchendaele. They do.
And it still took a few months after that, didn't it, for it to finally. I think it was Casino finally fell in May, so it was a long, drawn out kind of business, wasn't it?
Yes, very long.
Yeah.
Well. You're interested.
Yeah.
I'll lend you that.
Right, oh okay, that'll be good. Yeah.
Because that tells you of the four
poor old Kippenberger, of course, poor old Kippenberger. Howard Kippenberger lost his feet there too, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well that's full story, see.
Were you kind of aware of what was going on? It must have been hard to know what the bigger picture was when you were actually there.
The thing is, what I'm saying, trying to piece all this together, is that you are only a small unit and you weren't personally told where or why or what was going on. You just went where you were told and did what you were told to do.
Yes, so.
And it's only
in retrospect that people piece it together and make it look kind of coherent.
It's only after the war that the written descriptions of it all that you realise, how big a war you were really in, But you see, it was like you were only a little part of the jigsaw, They move you here, there.
That's right.
You don't know. I never ever had a vision while I was there of the whole thing.
No.
Never. That is when I got home and read it all up that
you kind of could put place where you were at different times. Right. Yeah. So by June 1944, Rome had been taken and. I think you might have mentioned that you...
We got leave in Rome.
So would that have been around that time?
After Rome was taken, we got a rest period again.
Mm-hmm.
And we went... We had I was a batman, of course, still. So my lieutenant drove me to Rome, or I drove the lieutenant to Rome.
Mm.
And we packed there, and he said to me, you have a week you know, report back here in a week's time. Mm. So I had a week in Rome. I saw everything in Rome. It was marvellous.
Mm.
I was very lucky.
And what were your impressions of Rome? Obviously, it hadn't been touched by
bombing,
had it? No,
Rome wasn't touched.
Mm.
So
how did you spend your week there?
Oh, we saw all the sights of Rome. We saw the
ruins of
the ruins.
Mm. What about
the skulls and
St. Peter's and, you know, Sistine Chapel and all that? Did you?
Oh yeah, we saw the lot.
Yeah,
I actually went into the. I've got a photo somewhere of me in front.
Yes, yeah. I think you showed me that photo, yeah.
Did I?
Yeah. No, I've got that photo, I think. Yeah.
You've got the photo?
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't got it, but you lent it to me. It was all that stuff I gave back to you.
Standing
yeah.
in front of the
yeah.
crowd of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we did the Vatican and 70 Stairs, I think it was called.
Mm.
And the
so that must have been
the
quite
cavern of skulls.
Mm-hmm.
All the skulls they packed up there, thousands of skulls, and the ruins of the
Roman city.
Roman
yeah
amphitheatre.
Yes,
mm-hmm. What
do
they call it?
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we saw everything. Yeah. We had a hotel in Rome
mm-hmm.
for the use of our troops. So you could stay there, have mm-hmm. meals there.
Yeah.
And they had a band playing all the time. And,
yeah.
and they had sleeping quarters.
Mm-hmm. So it was a bit nice contrast after casino to...
it was very nice.
A proper bed to sleep in and all the rest of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Never touched anything in Rome.
No.
Amazing. On the streets from 12 to 60, I think.
Right. So I just want... Do you want to pause it there again? Do you want to have some?
Yeah, have a
I've got
pause.
That lunch, haven't I? So I might just stop it there.